Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, and 30 degrees. He's not on the ballot in Nevada to compete in this weekend's caucuses, but former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has qualified for the Nevada debate. Bloomberg has drawn negative comments from both sides of the aisle for his campaign so far.
The Democratic Party changed the debate qualifying rules, and after recent polling gave former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg a surge, he qualified. His campaign manager says they look forward to tonight, but many of the other Democratic candidates are not thrilled.
Mayor Bloomberg, with all his money, will not create the kind of excitement and energy we need.
Bernie Sanders accused Bloomberg of enacting racist policies as mayor. Elizabeth Warren said he's buying his way onto the debate stage. Joe Biden said money can buy ads, but it can't erase your record. Amy Klobuchar said she's looking forward to it because while she can't beat Bloomberg at ad buys, she thinks she can beat him in a debate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will hear a report on the regional economy for the Greater Wichita Partnership. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News the partnership does a great job.
The fact that the Greater Wichita Partnership is primarily private sector people running our EcoDevo, taking the calls, visiting with people all around the region, that model, to me, seems to prove much more efficient.
Meitzner commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Winfield police are looking for a man who robbed a drugstore.
The Winfield Police Department and Cali County Sheriff's Office responded to an aggravated robbery call at Graves Drugstore, located at 905 Main Street in Winfield, shortly after noon Tuesday. An unidentified white male wearing a mask walked into the store and demanded merchandise. Any potential loss is under investigation. No injuries occurred during this incident. Authorities closed the surrounding area for a while Tuesday afternoon. Nearby schools were also put on lockdown. The investigation is ongoing. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Officials are crediting a school crossing guard for the ultimate sacrifice.
A crossing guard working near Christ the King Parish School in Kansas City, Kansas, was struck and killed by a vehicle Tuesday, but is credited with saving the lives of two children he prevented from entering the roadway. Principal Kathy Fithian says the guard always put the children first. The man, who has not yet been identified, worked as a crossing guard for the past 5 years after retiring from another career. The driver of the car was hospitalized, and the crash is under investigation. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Those held in quarantine over fears of the coronavirus are going home.
Hundreds of Americans emerged from quarantine at two military bases in California. After spending 2 weeks in isolation over coronavirus concerns, more than 300 travelers from China were allowed to go home.
It was really hard time.
I'm happy. I'm excited to go home.
China says it's stepping up efforts to contain the fast-spreading virus. At least 760 million people face some kind of restriction on their movements. That's more than half the country's population. The rules vary from temperature checkpoints to mandatory quarantines for those traveling outside their district. Reports from China say new cases there appear to be slowing in an epidemic that has already killed more than 2,000 people worldwide. Rich Edson, Fox News.
A federal judge in Kansas who was publicly reprimanded for sexually harassing female employees and having an extramarital affair with an offender has resigned. U.S. District Judge Carlos Murguia submitted his resignation letter Tuesday, said the resignation will be effective April 1st. In his letter, Murguia, who is based in Kansas City, Kansas, said it has become clear that he could no longer serve effectively on the federal court. He was reprimanded in September for his sexual improprieties, as well as for being habitually late to court proceedings and meetings. He was appointed to the judgeship in 1999. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a quiet start to the day for us, but clouds gradually move in throughout the day. Our high expected to be around 42. Some areas of rain and snow later on tonight and overnight. Our low 25. By early tomorrow morning, we could have an inch or less accumulation and then a clearing sky as the system quickly moves out. It'll be breezy with a high 35. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, an east wind at 8 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 6:34, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is the 19th day of February. On this date in 1968, the children's program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, created by and starring Fred Rogers, made its network debut on National Education Television, a forerunner of PBS, beginning a 31-season run. 31 seasons. Did you ever get to see the film with Tom Hanks, Ted? Mr. Rogers? It's a pretty good flick. Well, anything with Tom Hanks in it is good. But Shelley and I enjoyed it. It's Mr. Rogers, a big impact on a lot of young people, a lot of Americans. Just a man who, but it's a nice man, you know.
I was a faithful viewer
a
kid. Yep.
Police in Hawaii are investigating the theft of fruit valued at about $1,000, including durian, which is known for its powerful odor. Now, why anybody wants to steal this, I don't know. The Hawaii Police Department says two men...
People will steal anything.
...entered a property in Hilo on the Big Island and removed 18 durian and other types of fruit February 1st. Authorities released a surveillance image of two suspects and asked the public for additional information that could lead to the capture of the fruit bandits. The spiky durian is known for a sweet taste, but a smell that has been compared to moldy cheese, rotten onions, dead fish, and worse. So why would you want to steal a durian plant? That's my question.
Because they sell for a lot here in the United States.
Yeah, apparently there's a resale. There's a fence. You can fence them, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keeping up with plant news there this morning. What else we got going on? We got the... I wanted to tell you about the Wichita City Council. They put $200,000 toward the developing Clap Park area. It's going to make it a big green space, you know. Maybe they'll put a water park in there or something. But, it's a big old golf course down there in the southeast part of Wichita that's now not a golf course anymore. And, Ted, do you play golf? I mean, we're talking with the mayor, Whipple, the Monday, and we used to talk with the other mayor of Longwell, and they all said, people don't play golf anymore like they used to. And maybe that's probably it's got to be true. But, you take it with the baby boomers, you take my generation. Most of the guys I know have played some golf, but now they're all getting to the age where I don't know how much they play anymore. I don't know if they can get out every Saturday and do it. And again, looking at my generation of the baby boomers, there was a time, I played slow pitch softball in the city league for about 12 years. I mean, two or three nights a week in the summer, and there were hundreds of guys playing. Yeah. I don't know how many leagues there were, but at one time we were in the G League, in the H League. I mean, so that's how many letters it went down. So it had to have, had several dozens of leagues in the city league. So people does anybody play slow pitch softball anymore? I mean, when I was playing, my kids were little and they were going through school. We were out two or three nights a week. And then in the summertime, we would go do a tournament on the weekend. So, I guess people just don't do that anymore.
I do. It's when I'm driving around in the summer, I feel I see people playing.
Maybe I just haven't noticed it down there because I'm not too far from the West Side Athletic Field where they got like four or five diamonds there, and they used to be busy every night. I haven't been down there for a while, so. Anyway, people's habits change.
But yeah, the rounds of golf dramatically down, starting with the recession and.
Oh, that hurt.
Boeing.
That hurt.
It seems like that really took a chunk out of the golfing public.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. It's 6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check the KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures had mixed trading Tuesday as they held near the highs of last Friday. The entire cattle complex managed to close on the positive side. Cash cattle trade from five area feed yards last week was right at the $119 area. For the second straight week, we saw trade volume on the low side. This Friday is the monthly cattle and feed report, and lean hog futures traded two-sided yesterday and closed positive, with some contracts having outside trading sessions. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 27 cents higher, 120.60. March feeders, 77 cents higher, 139.30. And April lean hogs, $1.20 higher, 65.50. Now, Tuesday, the wheat closed with double-digit gains, with some contracts having their highest trade of the past 13 trading sessions. Fund buying supported the wheat, along with the size of the Australian wheat crop being lowered. Corn futures also closed positive yesterday, and soybeans were negative. At the moment, we're seeing a correction to the downside. March KC wheat is trading 6 cents lower at 479¾. March corn down a penny and 3/4 at 381¼. March soybeans down 3¾ at 888½. April crude oil this morning, 66 cents higher, $52.95. April gold, $7.60 higher, $1,611.20. The March S&P, 9 points higher, $3,378¼. March dollar index, 5 cents higher, $99.38. With March Dow Jones futures holding 83 points higher, $29,294. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, it looks like we may get some weather here in the, tonight sometime. It's not going to be here long. It's going to be blowing in overnight and then gone by sometime Thursday. So could get an inch or two of snow. What do you got over there in Augusta? And what are they looking at there as far as snow? Are they saying anything?
It looks like we're kind of in the same situation as Wichita. We're kind of on that edge, you know, of less than an inch and maybe having that inch to 2 inches. So it's going to be hard to outguess it. And like you said, the good thing is it's not going to be here very long.
Well, when it comes to snow, we had a couple inches the other day. When it comes to snow, and of course, farmers, it's moisture, you know, for the crops. How much snow did you have to really get any moisture out of it?
That's a good question off the top of my head. I can't remember. Steve, and of course, as you know, and most people know, it matters how much moisture there is in the snow.
Oh, the snow, the content.
The thing is a wet snow and a dry snow.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well, now we're finding out everything we need to know about snow today.
And the worst thing about snow is, more times than not, Steve, it never stays where it comes down at. The wind comes along and blows it into drifts, so it's unevenly, you know, proportioned across the landscape.
Now, what do we got in the ground right now? Because I'm seeing some green out there west of town at near my daughter's house. Is that wheat that's coming up?
I would say most likely that's what you're seeing. It's not coming up. It came up last fall, and it was up all winter, and it will be coming out of dormancy before long, and you are seeing that green color out there of the wheat.
All right, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hey, I got a four-pack of tickets to go to the women's fair. It's this weekend at Century 2 Expo Hall. And if you'd like to take three of your friends and go to the Women's Fair, give me a call. 869-1330, 869-1330 to go to the Women's Fair. A bigger 401k can be better, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's on the way, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.